Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauley on King of OX.
At baseball's winter meetings in Orlando, it is a Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX as we get into hour number two of the program. A busy hour coming up. Our friend John Parato from Roundtable Sports in Pittsburgh, he is going to join us in about 10 minutes or so. And then Stephen Carey is going to join us later on this hour as well. Talks about the Cardinals and covers the Cardinals for STL Sports Central. Right now, though, time for our daily fun with audio when it comes to Cardinals President of Baseball Operations, Chaim Bloom. Chaim spoke with the St. Louis contingent of local media that was here in Orlando again tonight and wanted to go through a handful of things that he had to say. First off, he spoke a lot about Brendan Donovan and the trade market that's out there for Donovan and also why he is such a popular figure for other teams across baseball, because in many ways Donovan represents what the Cardinals want to be.
I did my time in the MLB Network chair earlier today when they said, how popular is he? I said, pretty popular. That's already out there, and that is the case. It shouldn't be surprising. I mean, what's not to like about Donnie? Like, my job is to listen, and on top of that, obviously, with what we're trying to accomplish as an organization, the possibility that for him or any number of players, there could be something out there that really pushes us towards those goals, it means we have to listen. But he is both the type of player and the type of person that we want more of in this organization. It's not a surprise to me that other clubs see the value that he has.
When we look at the infield and look at what it could be based off moves, when we talk about Brendan Donovan getting moved, very often we talk about J.J. Weatherholt taking over at second. When we talk about Nolan Arenado getting moved, we talk about that opening up the door for a Nolan Gorman to be over at third base. Well, someone who played on the infield all over the place last year and did a really respectable job of it was Thomas Sagacy. And we don't talk about him that much, but Bloom talked a lot today about what he liked from what he saw from Sagacy in 2025.
Yeah, he's one of them. You know, I actually think that the opportunity that he got this past year, the thing that really stood out most to me as a positive surprise in a sense was when he got a chance to play short, he looked pretty comfortable there and he played it pretty well. You know, and just to demonstrate that versatility to move all around the infield, he showed the ability to drive the ball the other way, showed the ability to collect hits and make adjustments and counts. The game sometimes in the box seemed to speed up on him a little bit, but some of that just comes with experience, just getting himself in a better position to do damage on fastballs when he's in those counts to do it. I think will go a long way for him.
You know, one of the terms we use a lot in baseball when talking about guys who are available is we'll say a team is listening to offers on player X, Y, Z. And a lot of time that there's almost an inference that goes along with that the team listening on the offers are kind of in a passive position, whereas the teams making the offers are in the more direct position or in the more active position. Bloom said that's not totally the case, that yeah, they are listening for sure, but they are also making some phone calls of their own.
Yeah, we try to do both. Even when we talk about long-term over short-term, it doesn't mean you are just sitting there waiting for incoming calls. I also view it as we need to be aggressively hunting players that we feel fit what we're trying to build here and going out and going after them. And so it all, if you're having a lot of conversations, it does all try to flow together. But we've been doing that too. A lot of it just comes organically from having good conversation with the other 29 clubs. And when you talk about, you know, what you're trying to accomplish, you're going to mention players of interest on these other teams because you want to make sure that if somebody's available, you at least have a shot at getting them.
Now, we saw them move very quickly on moving Sonny Gray. That's one of the handfuls of actual big deals that have happened in Major League Baseball this offseason when it comes to trades. We also know that there's basically offers that are out there for other players, like a Brendan Donovan, but those moves have not happened. I asked Heim about when he knows, like what he knew about the Sonny Gray trade, that was the moment to pull that trade off, whereas with some other moves, why it isn't the time, and how he evaluates when that right time is to make any given move.
This is one of those things I don't think you can put a formula on. It is helpful to do work internally, do work as a group before things get fast to understand what is the point at which it makes sense to move on a deal, to make sure you don't let a good opportunity go by. But there is a little bit of a feel thing of, you know, when it's time to push, either because you think you got a good opportunity to really get the most out of the team that you want to match up with, or just because you feel like the time is right to push something to a conclusion. Now, that was part of how it played out with Sonny, where a lot of just how that developed, where the conversations were going, a little bit of instinct said this is when this should happen, and we have an opportunity to do our best business if we do it now. It's a little bit different in every case, and you know, you're not always going to necessarily know that, but that's part of where experience and just making sure you get good candor from your group, that people are willing to speak up if something seems like a time to pounce. It all comes together in those decisions.
Let's not mince words about this. The Cardinals absolutely are in a rebuild right now. That being said, that doesn't mean that there aren't players on the roster who are not good players and who can't be part of this thing moving forward. And we so often talk about a Mason Wynn and Alec Burleson, but there are certainly other players, and we're going to see more young players come up, make their major league debuts, and help this team win games. And Bloom, even though they're in a talent acquisition mode and trying to bring more talent in the organization, there is a comfort level with a good number of the players that are going to be on the major league roster.
I don't think we need to overthink that, because I do think we have a lot of good young talent already on this club, such that even if we see opportunities to help ourselves down the line and we pursue those opportunities, I'm still going to feel a lot of confidence in the players that are going to be running out there opening day and beyond. So, you know, that's part of why we are doing this and why we're trying to get aggressive with this, because we don't feel we're building this core from scratch. We have a lot of talent on hand. You look at the results of the last few years, they'll tell you it's not enough yet. That just increases the urgency that I feel to add to it. But we do like the players we have, and that's part of why we want to display that urgency.
The Rule 5 draft is going to be taking place coming up tomorrow afternoon. That's going to be at 2 o'clock Eastern, so 3 o'clock Central. Cardinals, as it sits right now, have the number 11 pick in the Rule 5 draft. Again, for those of you not familiar with the Rule 5 draft, if you select a player on the draft, they go immediately to your 40-man roster, and then you have to hold them on the 26-man roster the entire season. If you don't hold on to them, they have to be offered back to their former team. A lot of times you see relief pitchers being selected in the Rule 5 draft. That's the easiest place to kind of stow away a player Ryan Fernandez was a Rule 5 selection 2 years ago, and even with what he did this past year, Fernandez was a really good Rule 5 selection because he made an impact on the team 2 years ago for sure. All that being said, it seems like the momentum is going towards the Cardinals making a selection in the Rule 5 draft tomorrow, but Bloom, as of when we talked to him a couple hours ago, he says they're still unsure if they're going to make that pick tomorrow.
I don't know yet. Some of that could depend on what it looks like when it's our turn to pick. But in going through the pool, there's some interesting players. You know, it's interesting when you actually, this is one of those things, it's the Rule 5 draft sometimes is an exercise in optimism that when you look at it every year, we were fortunate a couple of years ago, we had one that performed really well and stuck. That's not the norm. But it feels like, you know, it's like a Black Friday situation where it feels like this, the opportunity's there. How do we not, right? Mm-hmm. But there is more that goes into it. It's been fun to sort through, narrow this pool down, sort through some of the options for us, and just see if anyone fits. But you know, I don't know that I could tell you definitively right now how it's going to fall tomorrow.
And then the final thing from Bloom, and I thought this was the most interesting thing that he said today. There was a lot of talk about Yvonne Herrera. And Herrera's still banged up. He's going through the process of getting healthy. But once he's healthy, they've made it clear that they want to give him the opportunity to catch again. A lot of people like me, have said, you know what, this Herrera catching thing probably shouldn't actually be a thing. Just go make him a DH. Let him play a little bit of first base, depending on what the roster looks like. If you want to throw him out in left field every once in a while, that's okay. But it just doesn't seem like this catching thing is going to work. That still might be true. Like, I'm not completely backing off of that, but I do open up for the possibility of something that Bloom said today that I found to be really interesting. And this is a long answer, but I think it's worth listening to. It's worth your time for sure. Bloom today said that Herrera's never really been set up for success as a catcher. So maybe they can try to set up some of that success now, and they're excited to see what that could potentially look like moving forward.
Yeah, I think there's a little more to it than that. Just, you know, in terms of, especially with some of the perspective I've had on our organization, you know, where we've been in player development, I don't think when you look at the entirety of his career, I'm not sure he was ever really set up for success at that position because of a number of factors. And that's not, you know, a negative or taking shots at anybody. I think it's just, some of it's just about the state of the organization, what else is available at the position internally, where you might not get that fair shot. And yet you're being asked to perform in the big leagues. And so you're not in a pure teaching environment either. And it all has to start with the player wanting to do it. I think it's really hard. I've experienced this with like catching conversions before, which obviously he isn't, but you could say this player should be a catcher. If they don't want to do it, it doesn't matter. It's hard enough to do it when you want to do it. He wants to do it. So that's the first step. He was very clear on that with us. And we saw an opportunity as an organization, especially having a minor league curriculum that's more built out. Well, he didn't get to take advantage of that for various reasons, both because it didn't exist in the minor leagues when he was here, and also because he was pressed into service or called up in different ways to the big leagues. And because he can hit, he got other opportunities too. So there's a chance in the offseason, outside of cleaning up what he needed to get cleaned up medically, and then combining the rehab process that was going to take place anyway with a deliberate throwing program that hopefully puts him in better position, but also to make up for some lost time just on some of the X's and O's and the basics of catching from a mental perspective, that we have the opportunity this offseason to slow things down for him and do that. So I don't really look at it as something that we're resuscitating. I just think this, we haven't done everything yet that we should be doing to support him as a young catcher, and we have a chance to play catch up on that now, and it seemed to me to be something worth doing. And we had, you know, really good energy from a lot of different staff, major league staff, minor league staff, to devote towards this. Just shows you the dedication that this group has, that, you know, it's the same thing we would ask of all of our players.
I find that to be incredibly interesting from Hein Bloom when talking about Yvonne Herrera, and more specifically talking about the catching curriculum that now exists in the minor leagues that did not exist previously. And there's, when you're when you are an organization like the Cardinals, who bluntly were not doing a very good job of developing players, who are not doing a very good job. You know what? I'll take a step back on that one, because they did develop players who got to the big leagues and contributed. So let me rephrase it as an organization who is not doing a very good job at making players the best version of themselves. Even the guys who produced, was there more that could have been done to get more out of them? That's a question we're never going to be able to answer. But it's in a weird spot now, because the current group of Cardinals minor leaguers, they're in a pretty good spot now. They are continuing to add instruction. They're continuing to add more infrastructure. We're going to see the spring training facility be just about done by the time spring training is getting underway. That's a really big step forward, because there's a lot of new technology and other things that go along with that. That's all going to be available. But what about the guys who are in the big leagues and the guys who are still relatively young in the big leagues but never got the opportunity to basically go through those processes that are in place for learning? How do you go back on that? Because you're not going to pull a guy out of the big leagues, especially a guy who is productive there. And that's where Yvonne Herrera comes in, and that's where the work that they're doing right now. They hope that it bears fruit. Maybe it doesn't. Maybe this is who he is as a catcher, and if that's the case, you pull him out from behind the plate, and that's just not going to be a position for him anymore. But I respect and I appreciate the organization for being open to the idea that, hey, we're doing it better now. We didn't do it very well when he was in the minor leagues, so let's give it a shot to see if we can go back and like retrain, for lack of a better term. I find it to be very, very interesting. That is Chaim Bloom. Again, he'll meet with us one more time tomorrow after the Rule 5 draft. We are going to take a break, and when we come back, we are set to be joined by John Parrotto. He covers the Pittsburgh Pirates. He joins us next. You're locked to a Graybar Sports Open Line from Florida on KMOX.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure.
or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Our Sports Open Line right here on KMOX, continuing to come your way from baseball's winter meetings in Orlando. And somebody I love being able to talk to every time we see him at the winter meetings, it is John Parrotto, covers the Pittsburgh Pirates, has been doing it for a very long time right now for Roundtable Sports. John, great to see you.
Great to see you too, Matt.
So Kyle Schwarber signs back with the Phillies, but there was the report that the Pirates had given him a four-year offer. Like, how legitimate was... Give me, I don't even want to ask the question. Just take me through your, like, moments of consciousness as that whole story plays out.
You see the look on my face, don't you, Matt? Here's what I think the Pirates' strategy is, and maybe it's me being jaded from covering that organization for 38 years, but the fans are as mad as I've ever seen them. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I was born and raised in Pittsburgh, so I've lived there my whole life. I think what the Pirates' strategy here is to get in on Naylor, Schwarber. I know Pete Alonso's a name, and I think they're floating names out there. And to kind of placate the fans, they're not going to sign any of them. And then they're going to say, well, we tried, but we can't compete with some of the big markets. That's why we need a salary cap. I hate to be a conspiracy theory guy, but I just... how they operate, and I really believe that that's what they're doing here. I don't think they really truly believe they can sign any of these big name guys.
I know I'm here to interview you, but let me just share, because I saw this news and I got angry. I actually got angry on behalf of Pirates fans, because it's from Mars, the idea that they would ever sign Kyle Schwarber. They haven't signed anybody to a multi-year deal in, like, what, 10 years or however long?
It's been more than that. It's been 11 at the winter meetings in San Diego. They signed for 2014 Francisco Liriano, 3 years and 39.
Go give a legitimate dude a 2 or 3 year deal, like a middle-of-the-road major leaguer who's a legit guy. Like, do that. That's what proves that you actually want to do something. Floating the idea of Kyle Schwarber, I'm not a Pirates person. I don't live in Pittsburgh. I can't speak for anybody, but I was honestly annoyed on behalf of Pirates fans when I saw that.
Well, I'll be curious when I get back home tomorrow night what the reaction is. I know I had some fans email me when I wrote that this was all a facade, in my opinion, and the fans, some of them were angry, and they said, well, you get on them when they're cheap, and now they're trying to spend money, and now you're on them for that. And I said, no, I just don't believe they're going to do it, and I hate to see the fans. And you're right. They've had 29 losing seasons in the last 33 years, Matt. I mean, there have been, other than that three-year span when they went to the wild card game in 13, 14, and 15, they've really had nothing to cheer about since the early 90s. And, you know, to get their hopes up and to make the fans believe they're going to do something when I think deep down they know they're not going to do it, that's almost as cruel as losing every year. Because if you're going to give your fans false hope, it just it's not good business in my mind.
To the Pirates' credit, they played much better after the managerial change last year. And Kelly, I think, rightfully gets that job. He certainly earned it and feels like he represents that city really well. What have you seen from him, and what has he brought? As maybe the team did need a little bit of a different voice from the top.
Well, the one thing Donnie brings is he has, like, I guess for lack of a better term, a sense of buoyancy. He's always upbeat. He's always happy, but not to the point where, you know, some people are so upbeat they're unrealistic. They just think everything's the greatest thing ever. But, no, he is, you know, he had over 6 years of service time in the big leagues, and he had to hang on by his fingernails pretty much his whole career. He was, you know, not the most gifted player, and his value was that he would do anything. And he played all nine positions on the field at one time or another in his career. And I think that carries credibility in the clubhouse with the players that respect that. And, you know, Pittsburgh is a very provincial city. There's no doubt about that. If you're not from Pittsburgh, everyone's always a little suspicious at first. And him being a hometown boy, and, you know, he understands the fans, he understands the city, he understands, you know, what makes everybody tick. But what I really like about him is he's a good people person. And everybody in that clubhouse respects him. Even with the media, we all respect him, and he treats us with a lot of respect. And he's a good baseball. You know, lost in all this is he really knows baseball. I mean, he learned at the hand of Jim Leland and Gene Lamont in Detroit. So, I mean, this guy knows the game.
Is Gene Lamont was brought back at one point. Is he sticking around?
He wants,
is he gonna do anything?
He's kind of up in the air. I think if he does, it's going to be more of a consulting role. He was like the de facto bench coach after Donnie got hired in May. Gene's 78. He'll be 79 during the season. And I think he really enjoyed it because, I mean, I've been doing it so long. I covered Gino when he was a manager from 97 to 2000. And he's a wonderful guy, very kind of quiet, droll sense of humor. And I really think he enjoyed being back, but I think kind of his family's like, hey, you're like retired. Yeah. Like, stay retired. So I could see him being in the organization in some capacity, but I'm not sure in the dugout.
Does the even if the offseason goes the way we expect it to go with not very many moves, the starting pitching is so good for the team. And it starts with Skeens, but it goes well past Skeens as well. In a Central Division where we're all waiting for the Brewers at some point to fall back and play kind of to what we think the roster says they should, the Cubs are very iffy about what they're doing. Cardinals are in kind of rebuild mode. It doesn't feel like the Reds and Pirates are separated by that much, and the Reds were a playoff team this past year. Is there some twinkle of hope that maybe if things fall right for the Pirates, this could be a special year?
Well, they have the pitching. I mean, they have playoff caliber pitching staff right now. I mean, you have Paul Skeens, obviously, either one or the second best pitcher in baseball, however you want to rank him, and Tarek Skubal. I mean, Bubba Chandler, they called up in August, and he's a top prospect. I believe MLB.com had him number 14 the other day in all of baseball. They have a kid that not a lot of people talk about, Braxton Ashcraft, who got called up in, I want to say, late May, early June. He pitched really well. They kind of broke him in as a long reliever, and then they put him in the rotation for the last month and a half, and he was really good. And they have another young guy, Mike Burrows, who's not a number one, but he's certainly a good mid- to back-end rotation guy. And they have more pitchers in the minor leagues, the AAA and AA prospects, and they are set. They need to get offense. It's pure, you know, it's as simple as that. They were seventh in the league in the major leagues in ERA last year, and they finished last in their division because they were last in baseball in runs scored and home runs and OPS and a whole bunch of other categories.
What from an offensive standpoint, what can they do to be better?
Well, I think they have to add some left-handed hitting because, you know, PNC Park plays better for left-handed hitters. The big gap in left center makes it difficult for right-handed hitters. So they need to get more lefties and right-handed heavy. I think at third base, I know Jared Triolo took over for Hugh Brian Hayes and had a couple good months after Hayes got traded to the Reds. I'm not sold he's going to hit enough to play every day at third base. He is an outstanding defender. I mean, he can really play third base. Shortstop, it depends if they're going to have Connor Griffin, who's the number one prospect in baseball. He's minor league player of the year. He finished in double A. I don't know, he's only 19, if they'll bring him to the big leagues at the start of the year. So if they don't, they need a stopgap shortstop that he's ready. And a corner outfielder. They need all three, and a second base. I mean, I like Nick Gonzalez, but they've been linked to every second baseman in the world in trade rumors, which leads me to believe that they're not as high on Nick Gonzalez as I am.
At one point, they were linked to Arenado at third. I don't think Arenado waves his no-trade clause to go to Pittsburgh, honestly. Yeah. But that would be interesting.
It would be. You know, they need a guy like Arenado. And not just as a player. They need a guy who's been around the block, who's a veteran, who understands the game. Because they have Andrew McCutchen, and it's not a knock on Kutch, but he's not a vocal guy. I mean, he's very lead by example, and he's very well liked. I don't by any means trying to downplay it, but I think they need someone with maybe a little more fire. You know, him or even another name that's been floated is Nick Castellanos, because obviously he's kind of at the end of the line in Philly. So, yeah, I think Arenado would be good, but I'm with you. I can't imagine him agreeing to come to Pittsburgh in a trade.
Is Kutch locked in for next year?
No, he's not.
Okay.
And that's a delicate situation in its own right. I'm not so sure he wants back, and I'm not so sure the Pirates want somebody who really they feel can only DH. McCutchen believes he can still play every day in the outfield, and there's been a little friction there over that in the last couple of years.
Always something, right?
Always
something.
John, even with the Buccos.
Yes. Great to see you. Thanks so much for coming
Matt, by. It's always good to see you, buddy.
Awesome.
Thanks for having me.
That's John Parrotto. We will take a break. Have more coming up in just a moment. It's the Gray Bar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Baseball's winter meetings in Orlando. Very happy to welcome in right now a guy that is part of the team over at STL Sports Central. He's filled in a little bit here on KMOX. He's got a last name you might know as well. It is Stephen Carey. Stephen, good to see you.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. It's great seeing you, Matt.
What's this winter meetings experience like for you? I know you've done the winter meetings before.
Yeah, it's close. That's I think, the operative word here for my dad and for me is being an hour and a half away. It was just so cool to be able to come down here and meet with people. And I know my dad's just chomping at the bit to see his friends again. I think that the off season for family is often way too short. Mm-hmm. For people who work in baseball and love being back in the game, it's often way too long. So getting to kind of dip his toe here and see Klaibs and see you and everybody with the Cardinals has been really, really cool. But for me, it's just great meeting new people and being around the game.
This conversation is not supposed to be about your dad, but one of the cool things that I see about your dad is in an industry that's really, really hard to prioritize family and you're going to miss stuff and you're going to do all that stuff, I respect the heck out of your dad because it's very clear how much he still tries to prioritize you and your brother and your family, even working in baseball. And it's not like that for many, many people in this game.
Yeah, I've said it ad nauseum when people have asked about my dad's impact on me is there really aren't words that can describe it. He has been there for me in every possible way. And I couldn't ask for a better dad. I think that's why my brother, myself, my little brother, we all want to get into this industry. And it's because of the example that he's led. It's not the most traditional family lifestyle that some people would have. But for us, it works. And he's been the gold standard of someone who is in a difficult position. You're home for 6 months. You're gone for 6 months. And trying to manage all the nuance of everybody's emotions and schedules, he's done a great job. Of course, my mom has as well. So credit to both of them.
Mentioned the fact that you do some stuff with STL Sports Central. How much did you enjoy getting into that and really following along with this Cardinals team on an everyday basis?
Yeah, I mean, I have to thank Mike Claiborne for helping me get on board with them, with Dave Green, Joe Roderick, all those guys. They were so great with me and giving me the chance to follow around the team. Yeah, maybe the result at the end of the year wasn't what the fans wanted, but getting to be there at some capacity for me, where I'm used to being a play-by-play guy traveling with the team, it was a different medium that I was exploring, and it was refreshing. It was so cool, and just like yourself, there's so many talented individuals in the city of St. Louis that do what we do, that it was great to be a part of that.
Do you miss the Texas League bus rides?
Not that much. That's one of the parts that I don't miss. As my former partner walks up to the table, this was a great experience, just getting to kind of work from home, which a lot of people in baseball don't get to do. But the Texas League bus rides, yeah, a lot of cramped space, a lot of back problems. You know, you'd see people buy memory foam and lay it across the aisle. It's sort of par for the course, but it was a great time in my life getting to work with Amarillo and to start dipping my toe in the water of professional baseball.
I don't know if you realize this, because Tony Enzer was your GM, right?
Right.
He was my GM in Colorado Springs when I was doing AAA baseball in the PCL. He's actually here. I saw him yesterday here at the winter meeting. So, and Sam Levitt's a guy who works with the Padres. He worked with under him. So there's a lot of different people that have worked for Tony that have moved on in their broadcasting careers.
Yeah, Shane Phillips, who does PR for the D-backs, is here as well. There are just so many talented people that come through the Texas League and, of course, the Sod Poodles that have been able to kind of work kind of through a pipeline, right? Amarillo's been so good to me, so good to my brother, so good to Zach Goodman, who's incredibly talented and walking around here somewhere, that we have had the chance to really see a major league operation on a minor league scale. That's the mantra that they use in Amarillo, Texas. So credit to Tony and his staff and the people that have made such great baseball magic happen in West Texas.
We're talking with Stephen Carey as he's part of the team at STL Sports Central. What's your takeaway generally? Because so far the Cardinals haven't made a move. We know they're talking. Maybe they make a move before the winter meetings gets over. Maybe they don't. But it's hard for a lot of fans to accept the idea that there may be some subtractions before there are some additions.
Yeah, I think you're handcuffed financially right now with some of the contracts that they've doled out over the last few years, and they're trying to rebuild but also remain competitive. You saw it with Sonny Gray and getting Richard Fitz. They picked up Scott Blewett off of waivers. So these are things that they're trying to do to add organizational depth, and it's fun to watch. It's fun to watch what Chaim Bloom is doing behind the scenes to kind of change maybe the culture of the Cardinals that over the last year or two has been stagnant. It hasn't been what most Cardinals fans have been used to seeing in their lifetime. This is an organization that demands not just greatness, but excellence to the highest degree. And I think that that's something that they're trying to get back to doing. It's a different staff. It's a younger staff, at least in the baseball ops department and the baseball minor league situation. But the on-field staff remains the same, so you still have some continuity. And seeing those puzzle pieces fit together has been a lot of fun, especially in just how they interact with each other.
It feels like there's pieces either here or almost here that can really be a part of something special moving forward, and they've got to reach their potential. But you look at a Mason Winn, you look at an Alec Burleson, a JJ Weatherholt, a Liam Doyle, a Quinn Matthews. I mean, these are guys that are right on the doorstep or already doing things at the big league level. And if you start to eventually get those guys to where you want them to be and can fill in around them, it doesn't seem like it should take that long for this team to be back competing.
Right, and imagine if you're trying to get rid of players and offload some contracts, if you didn't have that depth in the minor leagues where you could say, all right, look, maybe we don't plan on winning the NL Central this year, but some of these guys can keep us afloat and get quality major league time. I think that's the biggest difference is now, on a Sunday, if you need a spot starter, you have three or four options at AAA or AA even, just looking at what guys like Eshaun Henderson did last year. This is a group that I think is totally different than that of the 2025 season. There's no guarantee 2026 is going to be leaps and bounds better, but I remain optimistic that the people in charge are doing the right things to push this organization forward in the right direction.
He is Stephen Kerrigan, part of the team over at STL Sports Central. Thanks for stopping by. We appreciate it.
Of course, Matt. Thanks so much for having me.
We'll take a break. Got more coming up in just a moment. It's the Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauley on KMOX.
Back at it for one final time. It is the Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. My name is Matt Pauley, our second to last night here doing live shows in Orlando. And we'll be again throughout the day tomorrow. We'll see if tomorrow will be the last opportunity for the Cardinals to pull off some type of move. We'll see whether or not it's actually going to play out that way. So far, no news to report, no trades. Just talking with Heim Bloom, it doesn't seem like anything is overly close, but all we can do is wait and see what's going to happen. Again, the news of the day, Cardinals slipped a few spots when it came to where they were going to be selecting in the draft. They dropped down to number 13. They had the eighth best odds to have the overall number one pick, but they end up sliding down. They had a 2.35% chance. So kind of odd because last year they moved up. 2 years ago they slid down, and this year they end up sliding down again. So that's just the way the draft lottery works, but they're still in a perfectly good spot in terms of bringing in another high-end talent with what they are going to do coming up next year. So we know that, again, the Rule 5 draft is tomorrow. The Cardinals will be choosing number 11 in the Rule 5 draft, and we'll see how that is going to play out and whether or not they are going to make a selection. I would suspect that they will make a selection, but we'll just have to wait and see. A couple reminders for you before we do a call tonight here. We've got our Gas House Gang replay. That's going to be coming up just after the 8 o'clock news. As always, if you want to relive anything that we have going on here on Sports Open Line, you can always listen back via the Sports Open Line podcast again tomorrow. All of my normal hits throughout the day, I'll be on with Chris and Amy, be on during Gas House Gang, and then we'll be talking to you after the Rule 5 draft. Heim Bloom is scheduled to meet with the media immediately following the Rule 5 draft. So in addition to that being done and in the books, we should be able to have comments from Heim on what they potentially did, why they did or did not pick, and if they did pick, what they are expecting to get out of that pick. If I were to bet, I would say that they are likely to make a pick, but we'll have to wait and see for sure. So that's going to be coming up tomorrow. I do want to say thank you to all of my guests today. It was a jam-packed show. Mike Claiborne, Jerry Palm, also John Parado, Stephen Carey, all part of the program. We are at Baseball's Winter Meetings, and we will talk to you again tomorrow for another edition of a Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.